getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are, this is the marker of another week going by. See, every time you hear the Oompa Hour, you know that somehow another week has already flown by, because here we are with another stack of polka records to play for you, and we're going to get to work and do that during the next hour. At least part of this stack sitting here to my left is going to get played before this gig is over, so we'll see how that works out. Glad you're along with for another show. I found a whole bunch of records in a stack in the basement that I think I played on the show like a year or two ago that got mixed in with some other records that got put away in the basement. And I'm like, what's in this stack of records? I was like, oh, look at all the polka records in here. So maybe we haven't heard these for a while. Maybe we have. I have no idea. All I know is they're going to work their way back into the shelves by being played on the show. And we're going to start right now. So let's do it. Lil Wally gets us rolling. It's the Take Me Baby Polka. By the way, it says Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness, right on the record label.
On earth will do. Take me, baby, don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know. On earth will do.
Yeah.
Take me, baby.
Take me, baby.
Don't say maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you.
I love you twice.
I'm so happy when you're near me. Take me, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, for I'll be happy, I know.
There you go, Lil Wally there says Mr. Happiness right on the record there, and Take Me Baby. I'm thinking that is Lil Wally singing with himself on that record. Does that sound feasible to you? Because there's clearly two people on there, and he doesn't, unless it's Lil Wally and Mr. Happiness, which could still be Lil Wally, couldn't it? I don't know, but I always wonder every time I play that one. Anyway, let's do a Don Peachy record, shall we? Haven't heard Don Peachy record for at least a few weeks, I don't think. Don Peachy and the Orchestra out of Burnett, Wisconsin. Says that right on the record. Here's Mamie's Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go. Don Peachy and the orchestra there, and Mamie's Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, like we are every week, darn it. I say we, referring to my multiple personalities, because really, I'm alone here in the studio right now. But anyway, hey, glad you're along for another show. That's the we. It's me and you guys out there that are listening, you know. I don't know about this weather report here from northern Minnesota. I always throw that in there, and I know we have listeners that are in northern Minnesota, right in the area here and in the nearby area, and they're like, why do you talk about the weather? It's on all time. Because there's people listening to this show in Texas and in Florida and San Francisco. I always think that's weird that there's a polka audience in San Francisco, you know, because I just always think it's, you know, a bunch of hippies and rock and roll singers. But anyway, that's because I'm old. And so I like to, you know, make everybody think how much we suffer when it's 30 below and all that. So the people are in Florida. I don't understand why they live up there. But, you know, it's like 85 degrees today. And I swear it was just snowing like 2 or 3 weeks ago. That's what it seems like anyway. Doesn't it? Wasn't I just complaining about having to plow and stuff here a few weeks ago? That's the thing about Minnesota, you know. If you don't like the weather, just wait a few days. It'll change. All right, now you remember the song, This Old House? This Old House. Big record. And the Pala brothers did it up, except instead of being an old house, he's singing about his old girl. And I don't know if this is politically correct, but I guess I don't necessarily care. Here are the Pala brothers, My Old Gal Polka.
Gal, she has a lot of faults. She drinks and swears and smokes. She rides with guys in rumble seats and laughs at dirty jokes. And she never stays at home at night, but staggers in at dawn. And to save her soul, she couldn't go sew a button on. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. She sampled each emotion that is known to man or beast. And I'd say that gal has left me over a dozen times at least. Oh, she often makes me late for work and twice she's had me fired. But with all these quotes, she's never said, oh, honey, I'm too tired. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right.
All right, there you have it there, the Pala brothers, My Old Gal. She rides around with guys in rumble seats. Now, there's trouble right there, huh? Anyway, this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record, I was thinking, didn't I just play this recently? And I found these records down in the basement. They've been down there for at least a while. And I'm like, I have Yannick the Streaker by the Jumping Jacks Orchestra. And now I've got this set up so I can look in my database of songs, and I can look things up, see? And I played the Streaker Polka, not Yannick the Streaker, but the Streaker Polka by the Pala brothers back in April. And that is not this song, because this is Yannick the Streaker, which is a different song about running around naked. Why are there so many polkas about running around naked? And then I look further, and I see here, I played Yannick the Streaker a year and a half ago, back in April of 2022, so over a year ago. So these records have been in the basement for at least a year, so we haven't heard these for a while. But there are several songs about streaking, and I remember that was a big thing back in the mid-70s. High school graduation, and my school got streaked. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Keep your clothes on. Maybe Yannick will explain the situation to us. Here are the Jumping Jacks Orchestra.
When I'm sober, no one's meeker. But when I get drunk, I become a streaker. My wife always tells me I ain't got no class. When I run in the nude, showing off my but I still think that I look cute, running down the street in my birthday suit. I like the street, it's barrels of fun. And 'cause I know it turns the girls on. Even women's livers can't help but get shook. They once stole my pants just to get a longer look. I go out new from my feet to my neck. I cover my face, then run like heck. I start at point A and run to point B with everything showing for you to see. Streaking in the cold makes me some kind of hero, especially in temperatures down below zero. Ah, but when it's cold, I streak and I sing, even though I'm freezing off my ding-a-ling. When I hear a siren, I put it in high gear, 'cause the cops think my wardrobe's a little too sheer. One thing that's bad about being a streaker, I always return to a life that is meeker. Once my run's over, that's the end of the fun, 'cause no one knows me with my clothes on.
See, don't be doing that. That was fine in the 70s, but now in today's world, that's politically incorrect. Back in those days, it was just stupid, but now you're making a political statement running around naked, and that is not acceptable, all right? Before we get on to this next record, got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to check them out when the opportunity presents itself. If you find yourself near Superior, Wisconsin, or you live within a day's drive or half a day's drive, or maybe you live 20 minutes away, anything's possible, check them out. You know, I've run into people that live in Duluth and Superior area right there. Like, you know, if you're in Superior, you go over the bridge and you're in Duluth and vice versa. So it's not like a big trip. But you can tell people, I went out of state to a museum. And they say, I went to Superior. Anyway, I've met people that live there that have never been there. Why would you live that close to something as amazing as a building with 1,400 accordions in it and not pay them a visit? Just to say you were there, right? Check it out, worldofaccordions.org. They have events, of course, throughout the summer. And they've got the concert hall and the accordion and technician repair school and the research materials, and just go to the museum. Make it a thing to do. Take a weekend trip or whatever it might happen to be. You know, and you can head up the North Shore, too. There's all kinds of great stuff to look at on the North Shore, Lake Superior, with waterfalls and hiking trails and gobs of state parks and everything. Give you something to do this summer, all right? Worldofaccordions.org. Look them up, all right? Now we have Dick Metko and his boys, it says here, from Appleton, Wisconsin, and they're doing the Iron Mountain Polka. bad as Dick Metko and the boys, and his boys, it says. They're probably not his kids. I don't know. The Iron Mountain Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. How you doing this week? You having a grand time? Man, I tell you, speaking of grand, my grandson's a little miffed at us right now. We have not used our boat in 3 years. And we finally decided we should get that thing out and be sure it runs. So we pulled it out and got it, I think. And I winterized it for the first time myself 3 years ago. So we didn't even know if it survived the winter. It's got one of those inboard motors. The motor's like in the boat, you know, in the back. And the thing sticks out of the back with the propeller on. I don't know. Is that stern drive? I don't know my boat lingo. I know it's not an outboard anyway. So you got to be sure you winterize it right and all that baloney. And I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, the shop gets like $300-$400 to do that. And I thought, you know, I should be able to do this. So I bought the instruction book. And so we'll see. But we got it out, and the license had expired, and I got renewed that, and it's all ready to go. And then we were going to go out the next day when he got home from school, except that there was all kinds of scattered thunderstorms, and I thought, all right, we haven't run this thing in 3 days. And in there, 3 years, I don't want to get stranded in the middle of the lake with a boat that might be running crummy or whatever, because we don't know, because I've never, you know, done it after I've stored it and blah, blah, blah. And he was just so angry that we weren't going to go out in the boat because he wants to drive. Okay, he's going to be 7 here in another month. And last time he got to drive the boat, he was only 3. So he thinks his driving skills are way better now. And we'll see. I think by the next time we get together for a polka show, we'll have had it out and we'll see how his driving talents are. Plus, we don't know where all the grown-up size life jackets are, and you got to have them in the boat. It's like, where'd we put those? And we're blaming my wife because she got a kayak. Don't let your wife go to garage sales. You wind up with weird things like kayaks. And I think we found them for that. I don't know. We are so disorganized. But anyway, let's play a record. Now, you ever see a map of Michigan? Imagine in your mind a map of Michigan. Or if you're sitting in front of your phone or your iPad or your computer, punch in map of Michigan. Get a picture of the state of Michigan up there. Because I have Larry Demmel. Going to do Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. It's Larry Demmel and his Thumb Area Band. And they're from Michigan, and if you look at a map of Michigan, it looks like a big mitten. And you can see where the thumb is, and that's where Larry's from, right there in the thumb of Michigan. Oh, what a claim to fame. Anyway, here's their version of Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. There you go, directly from the thumb area to you, Larry Demel and his band, his Thumb Area Band from Michigan. I was going to tell you the name of the city. Now I forgot what it is. And it's a really tiny print on this record. There's no way. It's like Wyandotte. Wyandotte, Michigan. That might be right, but don't count on it. All right, now here's one that doesn't come around very often. And it's high time we played it again. It's always like when it's an all-girl thing. It's a special thing. And girls don't like being special. They want to be the same as the rest of us. They just want to be people. You don't want to go, oh, it's an all-girl polka band. Ain't that special? No, they're just a polka band. No, the Powder Puffs Orchestra. And I actually have this entire album, but I have the 45 here. And, yeah, are you ready for the Rooster Polka done by an all-girl polka band? I can see that you are. Where my daughter would say, what is that? That's the Powder Puffs Orchestra there. And that's the Rooster Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Time to get that Mickey Mouse Polka rolling over here. Haven't had this. There's a lot of versions of the Mickey Mouse Polka. A lot of different bands, a lot of different performers have done it. This is the Marv Herzog version on Tim's Oompa Hour.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That stands for Mickey Mouse, the drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth. Ja, da schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. That stands for Frankenmuth. Ja, da schmeckt das Bier so gut. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll dance all night for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. Frankenmuth is our town, that's where we drink her down. F-R-A-N-K-E-N-M-U-T-H. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. That stands for Mickey Mouse, that drinks around the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. That stands for Mickey Mouse, that drinks around the house. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Ah, there you have it there. Marv Herzog there and a little Mickey Mouse polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm just getting our 78 of the week ready here. As soon as I get Marv off the turntable, I actually have a requested song for our 78 of the week this week. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I'm going to play another record first because I got to switch over the turntable and all that jazz. Cloudy out there today. We're at that time of year where the forecast always says a beautiful sunshiny day and hotter than heck, and it might be a thunderstorm just to break things up a little. It's basically how the forecast is going to go here for the next 3 months. And I tell you, I'm having trouble with my rain gauge. You think rain gauge would be a very simple, straightforward thing, wouldn't you? Water lands in the thing, and you look at it, and it tells you how much rain you got. Well, see, about a month ago, it rained like a son of a gun, and I went out to see how much rain we got. The rain gauge said zero, and I'm like, well, that ain't right. So I bring in the rain gauge, and I pour some water in it, and all the water squirts out the bottom. And I figured out there's a plug that goes into the bottom of the tube, and it's a brown plastic plug, and it's got an O-ring around it that it smushes up against. And the O-ring had ripped or torn or come apart or degraded in the weather or whatever, and it was letting the water get past the end of the plug into where the staples go that hold the plug in. So then the water was squirting out the staple holes. So I'm like, all right, fine, we can fix that. I'll just put some caulk around that and put it back in there. So I brought it in the house. I cleaned it all up, and I thought, you're not going to buy a tube of caulk just to stick the bottom in the rain gauge. So I dilly-dally around. Finally, last week, I'm like, here's some stuff I can use. Here's some windshield sealer that you use, like if you have a car where every time you turn left, it pees water on you that gets in behind the molding and the windshield. You're supposed to squirt that stuff in there. I thought, this will probably work. So I squirted a bunch of that on there, and I shoved the plug back in. I let her dry, and I put her back out. Well, last night, early this morning, I guess, rained like holy hell had come loose. I think I saw Noah go by. And then when I left for work, I looked at the rain gauge, and it was empty. So clearly, whatever that windshield sealer didn't seal the bottom of the rain gauge, it's got to still be leaking. Right? I'll have a full report next week as I investigate the situation. Now, a regular guy might go, heck, I'll just pay the $3.99, buy another rain gauge. But no, I'm going to spend the whole summer and $86 trying to fix this one. You just know it. All right. I got Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers here. It's the Good Luck Polka. I'm going to need some luck to get this rain gauge working. It's so simple. I don't get it.
Cheers, cheers. the way we make a toast. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Everybody swing. Now's drove ya. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Now's drove ya. Oh, here's good luck to you. Skull, skull, skull. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Skull, skull, skull. Oh, here's good luck to you. Close, close, close. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Close, close, close. Oh, here's good luck to you. Hey, bon chance, so that's the way we make a toast. Hey, bon chance, so here's good luck to you.
All right, Gene Thomas and his Jolly Brothers there. That's the Good Luck Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I need to remind you, too, before we get any further, because I got our 78 of the week coming up here, and it's actually a requested song that happened to be on a 78 when I played it before, and the guy wants to hear it again anyway, which reminds me, if you have a request or a dedication or a comment or whatever, you can get that to Oompa Hour World Headquarters. By using a phone, any kind of a phone, you can leave a voice message on a dial phone. You could be standing at a 1928 payphone and get a message in here. Area code 218-259-2985. And again, that's 218, the area code, 259-2985. You can also send a text message to that number if you have a request or whatever, and we'll get it. You could send an email to oompahour@aol.com, or you can do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways can get a request in here, and we'll get a song on for you. This one came in via email, actually. The guy said you played a song about dancing in a cow pasture and not stepping in anything. And after thinking about it, I realized the only possible record that could be would be the Cow Pasture Polka. Right? That makes perfect sense. And I remember that was a 78. So I dug through the 78s, and I may have even played this twice already in the last year or so, or a couple years anyway, for sure. And I think I have two copies of the 78, because it seems to me I remember the record being in a lot better condition than this one is. But I think she's going to play okay. Here's Jerry Colonna and his San Fernando Valley Pals and the Cow Pasture Polka. Everything's great when it's on a 78, you know.
Back of the corral, we'll dance the polka, each cowboy and his gal. Down in the pasture where the cattle graze, we'll dance the cow pasture polka. Lift your feet, lift your feet, lift your feet. Be careful where you put them down. Put them down, put them down, put them down. Be sure you put them on the ground. Watch your step, watch your step, watch your step. When you swing your partner round and round. And don't have too much to nip, or maybe you will slip. Doing the cow past your polka. Move, move, move. That will have for harmony. Move, move, move. Even though they're out of key. Move, move, move. There's a tune that's sweet to me. They say a cow slipped through. On the spot I fell for you. Doing the cow pasture polka. Around too fast, or you'll fall flat on the grass. Doing the cow pasture polka. Doing the cow pasture polka.
There you go, Jerry Colonna and his San Fernando Valley pals doing the old cow pasture polka. I notice on the record that the phrase cow pasture is one word. That's interesting. I always thought it'd be cow pasture, but apparently it's all one word. There's our 78 of the week. Now, you ready to do a waltz already? I see on the old clock here, time is flying by on the show this week. I don't know what the deal is with that. I have Eddie Blatnick and his polka pals, and I stopped for a beer. And it's in waltz time, which seems kind of weird because it doesn't seem very romantic, and I normally think of a waltz as kind of a romantic deal. But anyway, dancers, here you go.
I know why I'm feeling so gay. It happened to me on payday. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. My wife's as mad as could be. She asked what happened to me. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. Please listen to me. If you're looking for real company, don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year. Don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year.
You better believe it.
Nice to be
Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals. I stopped for a beer. Ain't at home for a year. That's pretty bad, man. I'm telling you. Anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Got a couple of records to go at least here on the show. Let's, what do we got here? Oh, yeah, and this, I told you I got the stack of records out of the basement. And it's because a random pile. And I noticed there's a lot of Alan Sosinski records in this particular stack, and I thought I better play one now so I don't wind up needing to play like three of them in one show, you know what I mean? Gotta space them out a little bit. So here's Alvin and the Derby Town Polka.
Derby Town just the other day, and there I saw the fattest goat that was ever fed on hay. Now the horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass, one stuck out of his shoulder, the other out as I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie, but if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Now the lakes upon this billy goat, they were so far apart, and every time that he'd bend down, he'd let a little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie, but if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same inside. They weren't so very thick, and every time that he'd bend down, you could see his little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I'll out, but if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Town that lived in a house of glass, and every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I lie, but if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the boys and I. The man that sang this song, well, he isn't very rich. And the man that sang this song was a dirty, I suppose you don't believe it. I suppose you think I'd lie, but if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same side.
I have it. Alvin Sosinski there. That's the Derby Town Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that is one of three, count of three, Alvin Sosinski records in this stack of 45s I brought up from the basement this week. So we'll have to work our way through the other ones, try to space them out a little bit here, huh? Got a Whoopi John record coming up for you next, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Hey, look them up online. Join up with them, for Pete's sake. I just give them a little plug there because it's a nonprofit organization, for one thing. For another thing, the newsletter is a hoot to read, and you can get it by email or in a printed thing that comes in your mailbox or whatever you want. Okay, check them out. I promise you Whoopi John, so that's what's on this turntable. Whoopi John and the orchestra, When Otto Plays a Polka.
Mein Feet just itch to dance on, dance on, dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance. Cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream, my feet just seem to float along. Venado blaze a polka, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every lilting melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Venado blaze a polka, I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. I hurry on the floor, and dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end.
There you go, Whoopi John Wolfhart there, and his orchestra, What Otto Plays a Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, just about down to the end of the show. I think I'm going to squeak in one more record yet this week, and we'll see how that works out. Now, we already had an all-girl band today. We had the Powder Puffs Orchestra, and this is not an all-girl band, but it's a girl singer. It's Judy and her Sushi Brothers doing the My Heart Skips a Beat Polka, which I normally play by, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. Does that sound right? I think it sounds right to me. But anyway, you know, a lot of songs are recorded by a lot of different bands, and that's what makes it kind of interesting, because you can compare all the different interpretations of the deep and meaningful songs. And with that, here's Judy and her Sushi Brothers. My Heart Skips a Beat.
Day I met you. morning. Oh yes, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel the trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
There you go, Judy and her Sushi Brothers there. And My Heart Skips a Beat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I see by the old clock on the wall that that's going to have to wrap it up for another week. But, hey, I didn't even get halfway through this stack of records I found in the basement last week. So I'm going to have to come back and do this again next week. I kind of figured that was going to happen anyway. So I'll see you then. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service, recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.